Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind the band's latest album?
Oh, okay, yeah. I think the basic, like the I think the process that we made the album is pretty much the same as it has been for some time now with the previous albums. That, like, we write the songs, we once we have enough of them, then we sort of decide that okay, now we do an album, and then at some point of the process we sort of get the or find the actual theme or a concept for the album. So there may be like one song on the album, like now it was the title track, because that sort of gives us the general mood of the album. And that's this time the general idea is this Ukonvakka, sort of sacrificial party or sacrificial feast of the ancient times, which basically fits our readings quite well, since it was that day of the year, or that week of the year, when everybody got drunk and naked. So it is pretty much like any midsummer fest nowadays in Finland too.
So it's there. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, the party themes behind and drinking themes behind the music. Is that what the band is all about, or do you have to, or do you try to sneak in some, you know, history and other stuff in between to balance it out?
Yeah, we have we definitely know that our image, public image, is about drinking and partying mostly, but we do have also on the album, I mean, like real life anyway, there's also this sort of not darker but a different mood or vibe anyway, and we've always have the same that kind of stuff on our albums. Well, it is just that the bigger audience only seems to remember us from the songs like Vodka or Beer. No one seems to remember that the sort of heavier songs that are also like the lyrical content is also about like the Finnish traditions or Finnish sport or mythology. So there is definitely the other side as well, and of course I have to say that there are lots of people who appreciate that side as well and would like to see and hear more of that instead of the alcohol stuff.
And going back into the music, I mean, the band sound is very rich. And how hard is it for you guys to, you know, settle on how the track is going to be laid out in the studio? Do you have a lot of going back and forth between band members, or everybody's just on the same page?
Yeah, actually, this time we have now, like, for the past two albums, we've sort of found the basically, it cannot be. But we have six members in the band, and we have a producer that's seven persons in the studio, and sometimes democratic just doesn't work. So there has to be someone who says that this, if there are different opinions, there will have to be someone who says that this is how we do it. And basically, we have Jonne, our like the main man of the band. He's been that. And he used to be the one with the last word, but he has actually given that position now to the producer that we have done the two last albums with. But the producer says what we're gonna do. But if they disagree, Jonne and the producer, then there is some. How should I put this? Then there might be some. Stronger argumentation in the studio as well. But usually we find that quite easily, the balance between that.
And a little bit different. You guys started doing the album titles were in English. There were more English songs. What made you guys want to switch and now have more songs in Finnish and then just use one or two in English?
There was no, like, the change has just happened. And we didn't really think about it that much. And this time, this is actually the first album where all the songs are in Finnish. And we even, before we started to record anything, we actually called our record label that. I think we think that we may have a little problem here, that like all the songs will now be in Finnish, and the record label, the Germans, said that, it's not a problem, go and make an album. So, but in the beginning it was different, because I think Jonne sort of wanted to write in Finnish as well, himself, but he was never happy with his Finnish lyrics. Because the problem is that when you're writing in your own language, at least for us, like, everything sounds really stupid. Everything that you say sounds really naive, doesn't really work. But then again, you can write basically the same stuff, naive as it is, in English, and it sounds immediately better. Because you can, like in English, especially in rock music, you can write total nonsense, and it can still be an instant hit. Like Beep Abalula, She's My Baby. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, but then later we started to get this Finnish text from other writers, poets or whatever, and then we started to use them, and because they sort of, we feel that the Finnish language fits to our music quite well. Like, it is rhythmically, it works really well with the music.
And I mean, in terms of albums, I mean, the band's produced, it's pulled out 6 albums in 6 years. Are you guys winding down now with all the ideas, or you guys have tons and tons of ideas, and you think you can keep it up like this?
We haven't really thought about that so much, but we are actually writing quite a lot. I mean, like, writing a song has become easier and easier over the years. And we don't, this, like, has been asked a few times already in the past interviews, and I've always pointed out that you have to remember that like, I'm now I'm 37, Jonne is 36, our drummer is 37, so we grew up with the bands like, for example, Iron Maiden or Kiss or bands like that, and if you remember those times, you will remember that the bands were releasing an album every year. Like,
yeah.
Like Iron Maiden released their 5 first albums in 5 years, and then on top of that did like 200 shows every year. So it shouldn't be that difficult for the bands of today either.
What would you think would be a reason why not to keep going at this pace for you guys?
It's just basically, like, this is what we do. We don't really give much thought of, we don't really think too much, which is probably sometimes a small problem for our band as well, that we don't really think. We should perhaps sometimes stop and think more what we're doing. But this is anyway how we do that. We write songs, we play live shows, and when we have enough songs written, we record an album. And that's it. We don't really think that much if it takes, if there's a year between the albums or if there's 3 years. Because it's the whole idea to do things like naturally and not force anything out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, yes?
Yeah, I just have to say that also, like, we had, I think, like, some 2 of our albums, they came out and there was only, a few years ago, there was only 7 months between those 2 albums. But the fact was that the previous album was postponed by the old record label, and we were already releasing a new album on the next label, so that it's not like, when you see that the album comes out like 7 months after another one, it doesn't really mean that they were recorded or written in that short period of time. There may be also other reasons behind things like that.
Yeah,
like record label politics or whatever.
That is true. And how pleased are you guys with your current label, since it's taken you guys pretty much all around the world, and you've been heard pretty much everywhere?
Yeah, I think Yeah, well, we've been happy. We have been basically free to do whatever we want to do. So the record label hasn't really said anything to anything that we have asked or wanted to do. They said, "Oh, okay, go ahead, do that." So I think our relationship with them is quite simple. That we don't bother them, and they don't bother us.
Yeah, it sounds to be like the perfect working relationship.
Yeah, it's been working quite well so far.
And going back into the songs, I mean, one of the first singles of the album is the Tequila song. What prompted you guys to come up with, you know, a song with about a South American drink, you guys being from Finland?
Well, it was, the thing was that we were last year, in March, I think we spent 3 weeks in South America. We started the shows in Mexico City, then went down to Colombia, Chile, Argentina, Brazil, whatever. And that was like almost 3 weeks. I think we played only 7 or 8 shows. So we had plenty of free time, and we didn't really do anything except got like extremely drunk every day. And we were having so much fun with those people there, and so we just the song was written like immediately after we returned to Finland. It is not so much about the song isn't so much not so much about the alcohol itself, but the actual
experience.
Like a tribute to the people and the lifestyle and so on.
And did you guys had any at the beginning? Did you guys had any bad experiences with excessive drinking of like unknown alcoholic beverages for you guys?
Not that much, because this band is quite used to everything already. Yeah, of course there are some, like, have to admit that we have now been doing this like for a few years, for the past six years we've played like 100 shows a year, so let's take like 600 shows, so it is quite understandable that there is maybe one or two or maybe a few shows that haven't been like that like professionally done, but in the end it's never been, well, okay, once it's been like the whole band was drunk, but it's sometimes there are accidents happen and one or two members may be a bit too drunk to perform or to play. I mean, it needs to perform, and we've always done that, but playing is different.
And do you think that you guys are going to have to change a little bit the focus on that in the future, or do you think you're going to be able to keep doing this when you're 50?
That's a good question. I sort of thought about that, since, as I mentioned earlier, we are not really teenagers anymore, so it's only a matter of time before the first one of us gets his first heart attack.
And I mean,
yeah, but we played where the hell was that? We played a show. It was the 70 Tons of Metal cruise. People were complaining about the first show that the band was too sober. So I don't know if that tells more about our fans or the bands.
So you try to make it professional, and the fans didn't quite like it.
we were trying to. Well, we had like some new songs in the set, and it was like a strange environment and everything. So we were trying to be sort of professional, and I guess the playing may have been better, but I guess the performance part was lacking then.
And talking about that the Metal Cruise, how was your guys' experience there? We only heard great things from all the other bands. What were your opinion on it?
Yeah, it was a brilliant place. I mean, I didn't really know before, and I didn't really know what to expect, since we had been on one of these cruises before, but not in the Caribbean, but on this on this cruise ship between Finland and Sweden, and that wasn't really, I didn't think that was so brilliant. But this Caribbean thing, it was bigger, way better organized, and it was, of course, the weather is a bit different than what it is in February in Finland. So it was better. But it is, like, for the audience members, I think that must be, like, really, really cool place to be, because you get to, because there's no, like, real division between the bands and the audience. There's, like, everybody is just there, like, eating, dining at the same tables, drinking at the same bar, like, so it's sort of more like an intimate meeting with your favorite bands.
And how did the people react to the new material, since this seems to be one of the first times you played it to North American people, mainly?
Yeah, they seem to like that stuff. We didn't play that much there. We have just now started playing there. We did a couple of album release shows here in Finland last week, so this is the first time that we actually really started to play a lot of that material. And I think, especially here in Europe, I think our audience will be always quite happy to see some change in the set list anyway. Because we have been, in the past, we have been adding maybe 3 or maximum 4 songs from the new album to the set. And now we are adding 8 new songs and dropping out some of the really, really old stuff. So it's going to be, again, perhaps more interesting for the people who have seen us more than once.
And in terms of, like, future promotion, what is the plan for promoting this last release?
Well, it's pretty much the same as for the past album. So the first is now that we are touring Europe the whole March, basically. Then April is sort of a month off, and then already in May, or in the mid-May, we start the summer festivals around Europe, which will, like, basically, they will basically fill the entire summer, and then hopefully there is a small break at the end of the summer, and then around, let's say, September, October, then we are going to be back in the North America again. So,
and it turns...
What?
And in terms of, like, fans and performances, I mean, everybody says the differences between, you know, touring in Europe, touring in North America. And what would you say that have been your best experiences while touring in North America?
Yeah, I think, like, touring is different because everything is sort of different, starting from the buses. And like, in Europe, we have a sort of a bigger name than what we are in America. So we are playing in better venues, like most of the places that quite many of the places that we play in USA are something that I would call a shithole. But still, for some reason, for many reasons, but I actually like touring in North America. I think I sort of, still, even though we have to drive like huge distances and play in the shithole, we still, it is always nice to play to a full house or almost full house. It doesn't really matter if that's a 2,000 seater or 200 seater near SSC. It's a full house, and it's always nice. And I sort of like the American attitude, and like, the people in general are really, really nice there, so it's been nice to be there. Not that I can't really complain about Europe either, or any other place. I've been quite happy
and
in everywhere, in Sweden. But no one likes Swedes.
most Finnish people say that.
yeah, of course, it's sort of funny thing to say. Of course, there are lots of cool people that we have met also from Sweden. Like, there are many cool bands like Sabaton or whatever,
uh-huh.
Or at least that we're going to be touring with again soon.
And what are the main things that you miss from home when you're all the way over here?
My own bed. when you sleep sometime in the bunks of different buses, you start thinking, when you get closer to the end of the tour, you start thinking like how fucking cool it would be instead of this sarcophagus that I have to sleep in, instead of this to be in my own bed. And then you come home, you go to you sleep 2 nights in your own bed, and then you start counting the days, and when does the next tour start?
And how long do you see in the future you with the band and keep doing this stuff? Do you want to do it forever, or do you think that there's a moment where you need to stop, or what are your impressions on that?
I don't think we are stopping. I don't see, because there's probably this, like, that kind of things are like individual, and it's like I can't really speak for the other guys that what I like doing this. This is like being in a rock band and playing live shows in front of a nice audience. It's like it is probably the best thing that a man can do with his pants on. And I think, like, if you think about Jon, our lead singer, I don't think he even knows how to do anything else. So I think as long as he's going to keep this band together, I'm going to be with him, unless I get fired because of excessive drinking or something. But
do you think that can happen within the band?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that after I said that out loud, that I don't see that really happening in this band. But
you might get fired for not drinking enough.
Yeah, that's probably more close. But then again, our accordion player actually doesn't drink at all.
Oh.
So, and he's still with the band, so I don't think that's the reason to fire anyone either.
Okay, so, I mean, are there, like, any closing remarks and things that you want to say to the people in North America checking out the new release, that they're impatient to see you guys live again?
Yeah, I actually would like to get them all to buy the new album or download it or whatever and come to see us at the shows.